New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. You can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Fantastic place for something like an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, e-bike, Yamaha golf cart. They do that too. Not to mention motorcycles, snowmobiles, lawnmowers, if you need that. Maybe not right this second, but you know what I mean. They are the best. Go see them in Rockford, Michigan at Impact Power Sports along 14 Mile Road. Matt with a great comment. For somebody who podcasts 23 hours a day, easy kind of sucks at it. And that's a comment because I started the show today with my music bed and I didn't have it on repeat. So then I usually start the show and then let the audience kind of get into the chat. Maybe I'll go tinkle, come back, and then the song just stopped. So that led to, now that's leading to insults. Rightfully so. I think that's pretty true. Sometimes the quality of what goes on here is usually somewhat subpar, without a doubt. But nevertheless, we will carry on. I think we will manage to be able to pick up those pieces and make it through the day. Rich says, a moment of silence for Easy's balls getting kicked in by Kelly Cheese. Yeah, that was outstanding again. And I just posted the free clip from the Patreon bonus podcast when Ben introduced it to me on that show, which I didn't even have an inkling that was about to happen when he shared it. The only thing I knew was that he said, don't listen to the segment 17 from Tuesday, and I'm pulling a clip that you need to hear. The only thing that tipped me off that could have been the case of some type of reference. So I kind of was thinking something might have happened, some realization that perhaps the gang listens to the show prior to this happening. I didn't really have any for sure idea that they would listen to it. You know, I think that when you're in the spot that they are in, it probably felt good to rip me a new asshole, but you don't want to let me know that you're listening. It validates. So I think they held off for as long as they could. And then Kelly, who's an extremely emotional lady, saw the opportunity and had a decent enough joke, and she went for it. I that's out of my playbook. There are times when I just can't let something go, and it has to be discussed. I have a similar type of thing with like the boomer bunker. You know, I don't want to. My show is tiny. His is three people are paying attention to his show. So it's never really worth my time, even when he tries to get me to talk about him, to talk about him. So I don't, because of that reason alone. You don't want to validate him, especially a fucking moron. But occasionally it happens. Same scenario. They're punching down. Punching down doesn't always work. And I'm not saying it worked or it didn't work, but it doesn't always work. At the time, I'm sure it felt outstanding. And I laughed, so maybe it did. All right. So good, though, that I posted the clip from the Patreon show just now to the free platform, and I actually tagged her in it. Free clip. Who are these free beers? Kelly Cheese obliterates easy on segment 17. Then I tag the young lady. I tag the free beer and hot wings segment 18, a gathering for fancy idiots page. Here's how you hear it. Here's the full show. And then the description of what we talked about. I then followed that up by going to my personal page and a friend requesting Ms. Kelly so that we can become fast friends on Facebook. I even said in the free clip that I posted, I go, nothing but love. I've said this so many times. She's fucking great. I think we would hit it off. This is the beginning of an outstanding relationship. And when eventually she gets fired because of radio budget cuts or something weird happens, she needs to be on this show. I will pay her to be on this show. And frankly, when it does dry up, and it will dry up when it comes to radio, you're not going to have any other opportunities to do anything else. Radio does not afford anybody those things. You are a dying breed. You are the last of the talent pool. Radio is adding no new talent. And when this dries up, and it will dry up because it's all drying up, there's nothing you can do about it. It is as sure as a house burning in the Hollywood Hills. You are welcome here. I will give you a place to go. Linda says we can start a GoFundMe for her salary and speech therapy. Oh, God, you're not kidding. And that's not even said to be insulting. You've all heard it. You know the issues with the crispy R's and the weirdo noises and shit like that. You can sit there and act like it doesn't bother you all you want, but we all know it does. But you can fix it. You can actually turn it around. So we will support Kelly with speech therapy classes, and then she can join EZ here on the podcast. How about that? And then you can be a loser like me. Fuck yes. The water's fine. Come on in. Come on in, miss. All right. So I'm already mad at myself because I mentioned the Boomer Bunker, but it's Friday, so who gives a shit? Rich says, it seems like Greggy is grooming the dumb blonde to take Kelly's spot. Oh, that poor thing. My God. All right. This is apparently Drunk Grandma Weekend. Because I have a job this weekend, and that is to transport drunk grandmas all over the place. I was given marching orders from Pooh Bear. She woke up and she said, hey, tonight I am taking blonde number one, blonde number two, and blonde number three to the game with me. And I go, well, that sounds awesome. I mean, Diana doesn't have any unattractive friends. I don't know if that's like a prerequisite of hers or what. And I shouldn't say Diana's friends. They're my friends too. I love them. But there is something spectacular because this event, this has happened many, many times. Where it'll be Pooh Bear and any one of her friends that are just stone cold knockouts. Okay? Not just in my opinion, but anybody's opinion. And we walk in to the venue, and the entire hockey team is there kicking the soccer ball around to warm up. And we walk right past them. You would not believe the looks that they get, the ladies, from these young men. And I'm like, these guys want a bone. All these gilfs. I used to say MILF, but it's not appropriate anymore. They're all GILFs. Then we go, and on Saturday, same thing. Three more babes. But this is a younger crowd, though. These are just MILFs. So I shouldn't say. So we have GILFs on Friday, MILFs on Saturday, and then by the time we reconvene after I do my job of doing PA work, I then encounter them and they're tipsy. And somewhat horny to some degree. So loose lips, and I'm not talking about the ones down below. I'm talking about they're like chatty and playful and hilarious and fun. And I just sit there. I just sit there and chauffeur them about town. Game finishes up. All I want to do is go to bed. And they're like, no, let's go get a drink. Let's go dance. Let's do this. And I'm like, ah, fuck. Hopefully that won't be the case. It's happened in the past. But hopefully not. Jeremy writes, I feel kind of honored that Ms. Kelly knows about the noise montage, mostly because of how many I've sent you. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Lately, in fact, I listened to the gang yesterday, and we're going to have to really dial in on the next edition of Who Are These Free Beers, because Greg has been murdering words. There was a span of several moments where I'm like, oh my God, did that just happen? Like changing the order of words, mispronouncing words. It's great. He has been on quite a roll. Outstanding, outstanding work. But what's so crazy now is nobody busts him about it. It's like sometimes it's unavoidable and I think that they feel obligated and they have to. But if they, maybe it's because if they busted him, the whole show would but just be making fun of stupid shit that he says. And that might be it. They're probably like, well, he does the little ones all the time. There's like no point. Nick says, do you think they have a moo that gives them a daily report? Are you referring to Freebeer or the Boomer Bunker? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. When it comes to the Boomer Bunker, I'm just not interested. Like, I don't listen. I do hear things from time to time that my mo, who does listen, I shouldn't say listens, but pays attention to when shit gets posted on my former Zaniac page. And I find it hysterical. Those, I actually do enjoy that. Because anytime I know that I've made someone upset, that is fuel for my soul. If there's someone that, like in the case of the Boomer Bunker, that I've upset them, and John says something nasty about me, and Kate says something nasty about me, it's fucking great. It is absolutely outstanding. In the case of Kelly, it's a little different because I don't dislike her in any way. That's how, like Ben was saying, that he felt kind of bad about that when she said, fuck you, loser. So I don't know. I'm telling you, I think we'll be friends. I think this will work out. I think she'll fall in love with me and probably try to murder Diana, which obviously can't happen. And she'll probably wind up in jail for that. I'm not sure about this, but there's unsubstantiated reports allegedly that she comes from like a violent family. And I don't really believe that, but that has been said before. And I'm like, well, that can't be true. But can you imagine if it is? If she's like an ass kicker and she beats the fuck out of me, like on the goddamn street. Chris says she would murder you and seduce the queen of the forest. That's right. She's attracted to both sexes. So is my daughter. Now, I would never want this to happen. I mentioned it once before. My daughter is getting married, Madison, to a man that used to be a lady. But if anything were to go wrong and Madison and Kelly Cheese were to fall in love, I really love that idea. I would be so honored to be Kelly Cheese's father-in-law. I would welcome her into the family with open arms. I wouldn't even bust her balls anymore about the learning disability and the speech impediment at all. We'd be friends for life. We'd be family. My God. In a perfect world, yes. All right. Welcome into the show. Yesterday, it was a day over at Bosco's Pub, and it may have been one of the most smooth dinner services that has ever existed. And I walked in, and poor Doug is in there, and he cannot move. His back is fucked. And last time I saw him, like 2 months ago, his back was fucked. So I'm like, I said to Dougie, I go, was it fucked up then and it's continued to be fucked up? Or was this a flare-up? But the guy can barely breathe, barely move. And I'm like, well, what are you doing here? And then he finally left, thank God. And then Dougie and I took over. And while I'm, this is so me. We're doing the dinner service, and there's a pretty full dining room, and we are doing very well together. We're getting our work done. Food is getting out very fast. It's being sent to tables quickly. All the important things are happening. No fuck-ups. You're not dropping anything. You're not doing anything stupid. No one's getting hurt. And then I look out in the dining room, and I go, Nancy and Mark are here. So I go, well, I got to get out there. Now, they've been there before. I've known these people for 20 years. Their daughter played basketball with Jackie. I sat next to Nancy during those basketball games where the final score was like 3-2. All those young girls' basketball games. Nancy always screaming at the refs because she comes from a basketball background. She knows how to play. Really awkward, really uncomfortable, man. Nothing worse than being next to a super fan who's screaming at the refs. I'm like, God damn it, this isn't going to matter. Why are we doing this? So I see them and I go, Dougie, as soon as I get a second, I got to go out and talk to these people. I'm looking forward to it. Get caught up, take off my gloves, throw them in the trash, wash my hands, go walking out. And as I'm getting closer to the table, it's very loud in there, you know. And Mark's back is to me and Nancy is facing me. As I'm probably 6 feet away, I said, "Well, look what the cat dragged in." And then one more step and I realized that was not Nancy and Mark. Look what the cat dragged in. She looks up at me, and it's at that point. I'm like, that's not Nancy. Shit. What the fuck now? Mark turns, looks at me. And I'm like, oh, boy. You know who I am? You know those commercials keeping you from being like your parents? The insurance company? I think it's the insurance company. Geico? Where the guy is trying to teach you not to be like your parents. I have become that. I'm that old guy that's, hey, look what the cat dragged in. Becca says, I love those commercials. I do too. I stop what I'm doing when they're on. But that's me. I do that. So now I'm like, okay. And I just said, oh boy. You know, I thought you were someone else. I thought you were someone else who came to see me. How's your food? And the guy goes, it's good. I go, that's great. That's a great burger. Fries okay? Yeah? Ma'am, can I get you anything? Ketchup? Water? You guys need a drink on the house? How about the whole bill on the house? That's what I should have said. They go, no, we're fine. We're fine. And so I'm walking away, and I know they're looking at each other like, what the fuck was that? So when am I just going to learn to shut up? And this is always, this is false. This is on brand with the forget names, forget faces. What's your name again? Saying that 1 second after I meet somebody. There's a lot going on here in this brain. So annoying. My God. Becca says if they had a sense of humor, they would have laughed at it. Well, you see, I don't think I gave them the chance because the amount of time that passed from when I said, look what the cat dragged in, to, oh, hey, okay, enjoy your meal, was just a handful of seconds. It was probably all a whirlwind. They were probably like, are we supposed to know him? What's going on? Jeremy says, I love these stories. Eric tries to be polite, ends up stepping in shit. Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Then there's a new person working there. And I don't know what it was, but I don't think this one was on me. I was introduced to a new person. Her name is Jasmine. I go, oh, nice to meet you, Jasmine. A little bit of time passes. Dinner service is going on. It's a little bit downtime. I go, so are you from around here? She looks quite young. You from around here? And she goes, well, she's getting the yips. And I'm like, what did I do? What did I just say? And I'm like, what's going on? And then I go, I mean, like, were you born and raised here? More pause. And then she goes, Grand Rapids? And then I'm like, is there something wrong? Is there like shit on my shoulder or something? And so I realized that I don't know. I was making her uneasy perhaps or nervous. And Abby, who runs the front of the house, she's there too. And, she, you know, I don't know. She's not really doing it. She's kind of like just looking at me, looking at her. And then I go to the next line of question and I go, how long have you worked here? And Doug jumps in, thank God, and he goes, two. I go, 2 weeks, 2 months? He goes, too long, which is classic Doug. And then I like, okay, that's my out. Ha, 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 ha. Walk away. Never say anything more than, hello, how are you ever again? Adam says, did the young lady coworker ever go to jail for the drunk driving? No. Thank God. That's Abby. She's the boss in the front of the house. No. Thank God. She got like probation or something like that. And she's very, very lucky. And I tell you what, that was a wake-up call for her. She's a great, great young person outside of that horrible judgment. She was telling me that she's got the family where, like, after it was revealed that she's not going to jail, which was a huge relief for her considering she's had to sweat this for the past fucking 9 months. And the family is doing this. You're lucky. Now straighten the fuck up. You know? All good. She's wonderful. I love her to death. I love everybody there, you know? Okay. Unfortunately, I didn't see any of you there. I would have loved to. Busy this week with hockey. Busy this week with hockey. We got a game Friday and Saturday, and I am taxi cab guy. So welcome in to all of you. So glad you're here. And I want to say to the folks that are on Facebook, I'm sorry, I'm going to send you on your way, but the rest of the show is on Twitch. You go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app and then just search Eric Zane Live. I'm right there. You can enjoy the show in its entirety, uninterrupted, Monday through Friday. Now, if you ever want to send me an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com, that is the Shoreliners striping inbox. They stripe parking lots, athletic fields, and floors of workplaces, like, I don't know, manufacturing shop floor or something like that. That's what they do. My Patreon is there for free, patreon.com/Eric Zane, patreon.com/Eric Zane. It's free for 7 days. You have to put in a payment form, but cancel it right after you sign up for the 7 days, and then there's no chance you'll be charged inadvertently if you forget. But if you're like, well, I love it. I want to keep it going. Yeah, just go in and re-enable your card. Now, you don't have to do any of this. You could just sign up for free and know that you're going to love it. That happens too, whatever. Occasionally, though, people do sign up, cancel, and then go, this sucks. And then that's it. They don't get charged, and I don't want them to get charged. So that's how we do it. So there you go. Plenty of content each and every day up on Patreon. Hours and hours. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. So if you like listening to a lot of content and you think Easy's working his ass off, I want to support him, think about supporting me on Patreon. It's a fantastic thing that has kept the roof over our heads here at the household for a long, long time, more than 6 years now. Thank you for the continued support on Patreon. All right. So there you go. That's my plug for myself, for the folks on Facebook to follow me on those platforms. And perhaps that would be something that you would like. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. 616-532-6600. Their website, ervines.com. That's ervines.com. They'll take care of your car, your EV, your hybrid. They have early bird drop-off, late bird pickup. They have free loaner cars. Everything you need is at Irvines. The dealerships hand the cars that they're working on over to Irvines when they get in the weeds. The technical expertise is always being reevaluated and upgraded through continuing education at Irvine's. That's how they're able to work on hybrids and EVs with the expertise that they have. 616-532-6600. And that is a family-run business. And for those of you that like to worship our veterans, it is also a veteran-run business, which typically I avoid veteran-run businesses, with the exception of Irvine's. All right? Irvine's is the outlier. I try to avoid veterans at all costs. Easy. That's a horrible thing to say. Why are you saying that?
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, the only reason why Jamie from Irvine's is not fucked up is because she's a woman, all right? They have the mental fortitude to be able to survive being in the military. The military takes bright young men and makes them fucking assholes. So when you see a guy with hat or license plate, instead of saying, thank you for your service, I want you to say, why are you such an asshole? Because 9 times out of 10, it's true. Holy shit. Branjo says, your southern friends are getting some weather easy. All the schools in the 92 Tennessee counties are closed. Chris says, it does? Oh, yeah, it's true. Like your brother. Your brother was in the army. I think you were too. Aren't you a cock? Maybe not. Stevie says, LOL. She knows it's just a joke. Look, I don't ever want to say jokes on this show and have to ever say, hey, it's just a joke. Because that's like Freebeer saying, I'm just kidding. Just assume that everything flying out of my mouth is a joke. Occasionally, I should throw this disclaimer out. Everything is a joke. Unless I say, I am 1,000,000% not joking right now. But everything I've said today has been a joke. It's always a joke. It has to be. I have to have the goal in mind of making you laugh on this show. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. If I don't, I just want to make sure that I'm not like boring. You know, I mean, like if I'm not funny, that's one thing. But just as long as it's not fucking boring, it's all that matters. I was talking with Bleeding Heart Brian today. What was the comment he made? He said, we need more Rick, less Kyle on the show. That has been a new thing where people have been, since I opened the door for that yesterday, people are like, no, less Kyle. No, more Kyle. More Rick. Less Rick. Less Rick and Kyle. More Rick and Kyle. I will say this. I enjoy their presence. I enjoy speaking to those people as much as I would enjoy speaking to any of you. Stevie says, less Kyle. Well, look, let's put that into perspective. Less Kyle. We talk to Kyle typically once a week for about 10 minutes. And 120 times 5 is what? 600 minutes. So of 600 minutes, in theory, of podcast a week, we're talking 10 minutes tops. Rebecca says no more. or less for both of them. David says that is 10 minutes too many. Rick says more Rick. Bob says we need more Punching Zoo updates. Rick just told me he has a new attraction at TC Paintball. You know how in soccer when they inbound the ball over their head? It's the TC Paintball inbound a puppy like a soccer ball challenge course. That's a brand new thing. Okay. Before I get ahead of myself, thank you as always to King's Room Barbershop. Online at kingsroom.net. There are three locations. Caledonia, Northland Drive, and in Wyoming at 821 36th Street. Thank you so much to King's Room Barbershop. If you're a guy or a chick who likes short hair, you can get your hair cut there. They've been doing it for more than 50 years. What was I thinking? At King's Room Barbershop. Kingsroom.net is their website for exact locations and scheduling as to where your hairstylist is during the week, because they rotate. They go to different ones. So there you go. Okay, at about this time of year, I really go hard on tag accounting. That has been my accountant for years, and they can do your personal taxes. TagCPA.net. You can call 616-301-9516, whether it's your personal return from anywhere in the United States, or perhaps business or accounting services, tax services for your business, payroll. They do all these things. You know who became a great client of Tag Accounting is Mike Ball from MB Distributing. He and the Gins at Tag Accounting hit it off so well, and that's awesome. So get your personal return done from anywhere in the U.S. by reaching out to Tag Accounting, 616-301-9516, 616-301-9516. All right. Your old pal EZ drank a little bit too much water leading up to this show. So enjoy this hit song from a guy by the name of Jimmy Stinson. And I will be back. I feel so much better. I don't normally do this, but I'm going to do it today because it just struck me. Let's see. I'm looking forward to see, today is the 10th. So Tuesday is the 14th. And I could do this then, but I want to do it now. So pretend it's the 14th of January right now. There were some amazing events that took place on the 14th of January in the year 1989. I'm not going to read all of them. It was on that date that Ronald Reagan gave his final radio address. He titled it America's Generosity from the Oval Office. Boy, that was a different time. When you sit around the radio and listen to the president talk. I wonder if they still do that, like on the radio. I would doubt that. I guess he actually had Alzheimer's, supposedly, as he finished his term. Wasn't that revealed later? He seemed like he was in some type of decline. Also, January 14th, 1989. The first GPS satellite was placed into orbit. The first one. You could just wonder how many are up there now. Side note, you ever see that Starlink thing moving across the sky? Elon Musk's deal? because they're all like in line. You can see them moving across the sky in unison like that. It's fantastic. I haven't seen it, but I know about it, and it's looks amazing. If you didn't even know that that existed and you saw that, you'd freak out. So you had Reagan's final radio address. The first GPS satellite goes into space. And Pooh Bear and EZ go on their first date on that date. 18-year-old EZ had asked 21-year-old Pooh Bear if she wanted to go see a movie. They went to see Candyman, the original, before the goddamn movie started. Pooh Bear got her finger stuck in a door somehow, and she was like uncomfortable. After that, she went to the University Med Center. In fact, a broken finger. The very first date, she got a broken finger. I don't know if that's some type of good luck. You know how, like, if you're house hunting and a bird shits on you, it's good luck, which I don't understand. That actually happened to me when I moved to West Michigan. John Kasma was driving me around to look at houses. His wife is a realtor. She's still around to this day. Sure enough, going to look at a house, and a bird shit on me. And he goes, "That's good luck." I'm like, "It is." Cole has a very personal question. How long after the date did you take her to Pound Town? About a month. Nick says, "My first dates always involve fingers too." You know, what are you doing? He also says, you need Starlink for the Fraud Bus Mobile Studio, without a doubt. Starlink Mobile Studio is awesome. I love that idea. But no, that was the start of it. So how many years is that? 36? Is that 36 years? Yeah, so 89, 99, 09, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. That's 36 years ago. Holy moly. 18? Outstanding. All right. So I'm looking forward to that. That might be a fun gift to give her. Like, have it printed up on this date in history. And then list some stupid things. There were a bunch of other things that happened too, but and then Eric and Pooh Bear went on their first date. Oh my God. I like that. Now I talked about it here, so that means it won't happen. But it's still fun to talk about. It's been a long time. She's great. I honestly cannot believe she's put up with my shit for as long as it's been. There was a time leading up to one point in history where I'll bet you she had many, many thoughts about leaving me. I used to be so much more an emotional disaster. My anger was just fucked up. Really, really fucked up. There was a time when we were still going to the Catholic Church, and Pooh Bear and I had a rocky patch. And we decided to go talk to Father Ron. And he gave me, like, a come to Jesus, pardon the pun, speech. I always love Father Ron. He's great. And he says, you know, something about you. And I go, what? And this is when I was still coming to grips with my own personality flaws and emotional high points and low points. He says, one of the staff here at the church saw you when you were getting the kids into the car after Mass. And you pulled your van up, and the kids were getting in, and you were behaving in a certain way. And inside of the building, this worker was watching me interact with Pooh Bear and the kids. And then based on what she saw, she then turned around. She goes, "Hey, Father Ron, you know that guy, that Zaytunian fellow?" "Yes." "He's a real jerk." So Father Ron tells me that. I go, "What?" And I guess I was like, "Come on, get in there. Get your fuck off. And you're just treating you, acting like an asshole." And so she saw me doing that and reported back to the boss. "Yeah, he's a real jerk." And so Father Ron says, he goes, "You know, Rhonda saw you one day, not that long ago. And I got to tell you, she said you're a real jerk." I go, "What? What are you talking about, a real jerk? What the fuck?" And he goes, "Yeah, well," and then he explained it to me. And then I was like, "Yeah, I can see that. You're probably, yeah, in fact, I actually know what she's describing." I was pissed off. I was pissed off all the time. I think I've calmed down a lot to a big degree. Because Pooh Bear and I rarely get into fights. The last time I got into fights, to a fight with Pooh Bear, was when I told her she needed to learn how to do the laundry. And oh, God. It still happens. Make no mistake. It's always a work in progress. You know, but you can't. I am certain if I asked her prior to this moment that I'm describing to you right now, you had to have thought about ending the relationship. You had to have. Tyler has a great question. What age would you say was your turning point? I can say it. I can tell you precisely the age down to almost the day. It was in mid to late October 2008. That was it. And from then on, slowly but surely, incrementally, trying not to be such a cock. And it still happens. You can't have cock moments, though, with great frequency, because if you have too many cock moments, you're going to wind up single. You can't do that. I mean, at least in my case, I can't speak for everybody, you know? That's a great question, though. What age was the turning point? All right. Yoda World says, in a certain way, is never really positive, is it? No, not at all. Rebecca says, have you ever done therapy? Yes. Intensive. At that point, that's when it began. In fact, story I've never told. I went to check out the first therapist on my own. I sit down with a guy. And I can tell he's looking at me and he's not buying any of my bullshit. I can just sense it. And I'm doing all the talking and I'm fidgeting and I'm like owning the room. And then he pauses and he says, do you ever get tired with acting like you're honest? I go, what? He goes, yeah, you're a liar. You're lying to me right now. I go, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was. And so a short time later, I leave. And he gives me his card. He goes, don't call this number until you're ready to be honest with me. You cannot schedule anymore until you're ready to be honest. I'm driving home. I rolled down the window. I threw the card out the window. I said, I'm not talking to this guy ever again. I had a bad night. I had a bad rest of the week. More and more trouble. More and more trouble. I could tell it's blowing up in my face. And then I called the guy. And I've mentioned him many times. Raymond. That's Raymond. I've mentioned Raymond. He's the guy who gave me my ADHD test. And he's a quirky motherfucker. But if I ever get in the weeds, I call his ass up. I haven't talked to him in quite some time. But yeah, that was it. So intensive therapy and then couples therapy. We did all that shit. And we were outstandingly successful in it. Tyler says, what age were you in 08? 35? I don't know. No, I was 38. Yeah, because I was born in 70. I don't know why I couldn't do that math. Jeremy says, that's a good therapist. He really is. He really is. Not too long ago, I visited. Well, that was a couple years ago. I was having anxiety, bad anxiety. And I started talking to him, and there was one particular thing I was talking about. It was a financial thing, how sometimes that messes with my brain. I start to like doom and gloom. The end is near. I'm about to lose a house. I'm going to be living on the street, all that shit. And so I'm explaining to him what's going on. And I didn't really do anything. I didn't do anything deceptive or deceiving to anybody involved in this. I was just explaining. And he thought that all the while I was getting ready to tell him that I'm like addicted to gambling, or I've been running up credit cards without my wife knowing and shit like that. And so he starts, he goes, so what have you done wrong? And I go, what do you mean? What have you done wrong? I go, the fuck are you talking about? I haven't done anything wrong. What do you mean? He goes, oh, I thought you were like doing like a financial affair or something like that, or going behind your wife. You haven't done. I go, no, I haven't done anything like that. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm just telling you that I feel like shit. Oh, okay. It's like he totally expected me to be doing, to be up to some bit of no good. And he goes, oh, thank God. I thought this was going to be a whole lot worse. I go, no, you asshole. I'm just telling you that I don't feel good. All right, let's take an ADHD test. And that actually, at that moment, he's like, all right, well, I'm looking at you, and every winter you've been coming back feeling like shit. I'm adding a new thing to you that makes you fucked up. What? What is it called again? Wintertime got the blues, sad disease, or whatever the fuck it is. In the season blues. I don't know. Seasonal affective disorder. That's it. Yeah, you got that. I go, oh, okay, what do I do? He goes, nothing. Same thing as what you would do for your ADHD. Nothing. Go outside when it's sunny. Take a walk. Try to get some exercise. No medicine. Tyler says, that's interesting. I feel like my mid-30s was when I started to become less of a cock as well. Thought it still, though it still pops up, like you said, work in progress. Yeah, guys mature slow, much slower than women. Unless you're Trump and you're never actually mature. Let's see. I thought Nick said something I wanted to read. Have you ever done that? Okay, no, I already read all those. Cabin fever, yes, essentially. All right. That's something I didn't expect to talk about on the show. Sometimes that happens. Outstanding.
And tonight we continue to...
Los Angeles is burning still. Nearly 180,000 people have been evacuated. Part of the problem is people all get in their cars and try to leave these neighborhoods in L.A., West L.A., and they can't because there's gridlock. Now six people are dead. I'm going to play for you a clip of the mayor of actually, I'm going to start with that. This is the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass. And this is rough. And I'm not 100% sure you'll be able to hear the questions being asked to the mayor of Los Angeles because the reporter is kind of muted. So you might have to turn up the volume because I've got it as high as it can go on my end. But the reporter is asking her questions about what do you have to say about, because there's been a lot of talk about how funding was cut for the fire department and resources were trimmed and all that. And I don't know about any of that. And that maybe that might be just a talking point that people are running with. So it probably is true. Let's just assume that it is true. And she, because of decisions she made, the fire resources are not as readily available and the ability to fight the fire is diminished because of decisions she made. So let's assume that. I would not do this. Watch this shit as a reporter is asking her questions.
Do you owe citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning?
Do you owe these citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Look at her.
Do you regret coming?
She says nothing. Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor?
The fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor?
She says nothing.
Have you nothing to say today?
Have you nothing to say today? She says nothing.
Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today?
Have you nothing to say to the citizens today? No answer.
Elon Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position?
Musk says you're incompetent. Are you considering your position?
Madam Mayor, have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today?
Ask again, do you have nothing to say to the citizens who are dealing with this disaster?
Dealing with this disaster?
Oh, fuck. She looks...
No apology for them.
She looks shell-shocked to me.
Do you think you should have been visiting Ghana while this was unfolding back home?
I think she's waiting for luggage. That looks... Yeah, it was a... Wow. That's one of the worst things I've ever seen. I don't... Jeremy says she glitch McConnell'd. Now, I don't know the time frame of that. That might have been right as she was getting back from Ghana. I'm assuming it was. Maybe not. Becca Shea says, is she a Trump or no? She's Democrat. And everybody's turned on her. The entire Hollywood Democratic, everybody in Hollywood's a Democrat, for God's sake. They've all turned on her. They all hate her. I don't know how you could actually muster up the nerve to say nothing. Tyler says, kind of shitty to get in her face after a long flight, to be fair. Well, maybe, maybe not. But, I mean, come on now. You got to have the ability to say something. That's ridiculous. Was she in Ghana when it started? I think so, which that's what I would have said because I talked about this yesterday. She was in another country before the fire started. So I would defend myself, say, well, I don't have a crystal ball. I didn't know a fire was going to start. It wasn't like it started and I left, idiot. But she can't even defend herself. Jesus. Bob says, have you seen the video of the fire company using a bulldozer to clear cars off the street? No, but that sounds incredible. Yoda World says, no fire resources, insurance gets canceled beforehand, and it starts while she's out. Doesn't look good. Look, if I'm in charge of that place and I did cancel fire resources, but there's still, like, if she canceled $17 million out of a budget, that's a billion. I mean, I don't know. I need more information. I need to know what was actually wiped out on the budget. Does that $17 million mean that those fires don't burn? I doubt it. I doubt that at all. I'm shocked that people don't understand how to defend themselves. You know, everybody's running with that $17 million thing, and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. She's the one who sets the budget. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.